Doesn't take a lot of faith. If there is a God, let him show himself. I'm ready to do anything. Suddenly the room was lit up with a great white light. I was caught up into an ecstasy which there are no words to describe. It seemed to me in the mind's eye that I was on a mountain and that a wind, not of air, but of spirit, was blowing. And then it burst upon me that I was a free man. Slowly the ecstasy subsided. I lay on the bed, but now for a time I was in another world, a new world of consciousness. All about me and through me, there was a wonderful feeling of presence. And I thought to myself, so this is the God of the preachers. A great peace stole over me. And I thought, no matter how wrong things seem to be, they are all right. Things are all right with God in his world. And of course, put in very other words, that's the great message of Jesus. Now the kingdom of God has come near to you. And so this man, Bill W., went back to the Oxford group because a single experience can be a gift from God, but it's never enough. And he began to learn, how do you follow Jesus? And then he met another man. We'll talk about that story. And then a group of people. And over time, folks who had been utterly helpless in their addiction discovered that if they were to seek after God with a certain kind of intensity, in a certain kind of way, and do it together, that they would receive power. See, here's the story. Here's the promise for you today. It is power. It is spiritual power. And that power does exist. And that power really is available to you. There are two ingredients that everybody needs if we're going to enter into that kind of life.